Jesus, you are more than enough. And your presence is all we could ever want. We surrender here in worship. Let it be more than just a song. A life fulfilled with purpose. As we run into your arms. As we run into your arms. Oh, as we run into your arms. Yeah.
Pray together, stay together, let us say it together. All of us standing in heaven, like we made it together. All of us standing in heaven, like we staying forever. I know sometimes life is hard, but man, these days will get better. I'm not trying to sell my soul for no Grammy. I'm just trying to win these souls in my family. Take back everything they stole from my family. I'm like, God, please stay close to my family. I just pray that I grow old with my family. I'm not out here trying to kill him with kindness. I'm out here trying to heal him with kindness. Father, fill me with kindness. You ain't like me, we on different assignments. I just want to have my life in alignment. So let the word of God guide me. It's like a light that can light up my path. When there's no mercy in your garden, boy, you dry up the grass. When you live a life of pride, you could die in a flash. Who you think fights on my behalf?
Jesus,
my dad.
You are more than enough. And your presence is all we could have. One, we surrender here in worship. Let it be more than just a song. A life fulfilled with purpose. As we run into your arms. As we run into your arms. Oh, as we run into your arms. Yeah. You're more than enough.
Let us pray for these who think our faith is make-believe. It's impossible to please him if you can't believe. Let us pray for those who froze and now they love is cold. Let the truth be told, refuse to sell my soul for gold. Let us pray for him who somehow drifted back to sin. Turn your life to Christ today and turn your back on sin. Let us pray for her today who think her faith is gone. With all that hurt inside, she hides with all her makeup on. And let us pray for the pastor who oversees a flock. Keep the heartbeat of heaven, bro, when you lead the flock. Let us pray for the unity and community. God bless the beauty and jubilee that grows fruitfully. Let us pray for the covenant kingdom marriages. Pass down the mantle from heaven, that's real inheritance. Let us pray for us, and God we trust. The Lord is enough,
Jesus,
he's more than
you
enough.
Are more than enough. And your presence is all we could ever want. And we surrender here in worship. Let it be more than just a song. A life fulfilled with purpose. As we run into your arms. As we run into your arms. Oh, as we run into your arms. Yeah. You're more than enough.
I called, he answered on the first ring. I've been crucified with Christ, call out the search team. No backup plans, faithful to the first string. I'm so blessed, look, y'all could never curse me. I pray you find the word when you search me. Blood on my jersey, give them heaven till they murk me. I pray you know that it's all glory to God. I try to write my own chapter, but my story is God's. Still a work in progress, I ain't made it yet. Put my flesh under subjection, but I don't hate it yet. I guess me and my son both taking baby steps. I hope the oil on my life fall on my baby's head. Still a work in progress, I ain't make it yet. Put my flesh under subjection, but I don't hate it yet. Guess me and my son both taking baby steps. I hope the oil on my life
Jesus,
fall on my baby's
you
head.
Are more than enough. And your presence is all we could ever want. We surrender here in worship. Let it be more than just a song. A life fulfilled with purpose. As we run into your arms. As we run into your arms. Oh, as we run into your arms. Yeah. You're more than enough.
He's more than enough. The Lord is enough, for real.
Yeah.
I don't know what situation you're in right now. Heartache, depression. Lost somebody. You don't understand life, you're frustrated. But maybe you might be running the wrong direction. Running into the arms of a drug or a person, a bedroom, a pleasure, and you're trying to forget what you're going through right now. Maybe you think in the arms you're in or the direction you're headed is gonna help you, and it's really not. Today I need you to stop, turn around, start heading this way to Jesus. Let me ask you something. What is the greatest desire of a believer? What do you think it is? Throughout the scripture, great men and women of God, they say that their passion is to truly know Him. Moses said to God, I pray you show me your glory. That's in Exodus 33:18. David prays, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, mean I'm thirsty for you, O God. That's in Psalms 42:1. Paul says that his heart longs to know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering. That's in Philippians 3:10. The greatest desire of a true believer is to know God. Every other desire, it pales in significance to this one. Let me say something. Did you know that it's possible to be a Christian and not really know God? John 14:8-9 tells us that Philip, after following Jesus for a number of years, he says to him, Lord, show us the Father. And Jesus replied, have I been so long with you and yet you have not come to know me? See, maybe the problem is the word know. When the Bible talks about knowing God, it's not referring to a merely intellectual exercises. Knowing God does not mean knowing facts about God. To know God is not just reciting His biblical resume or hearing testimonies of what He has done in someone else's life. Knowing God involves encountering Him and finding out that He is who He says He is. I pray today in the name of Jesus you begin to know Him, that you know He's more than anything you're going through. He's enough in that situation. His promises are enough. His love is enough. His forgiveness is enough. His healing is enough. And maybe you need to be reminded of that right now. So let me say a quick prayer, man. You know, when we wrote this album, man, it was through a season of chapters of my life and seasons of my life where prayer became like a secret weapon for me, for my family, to keep my marriage together, to keep me not from giving up on ministry or giving up on people or giving up on my walk. Because even being an overseer and a leader of a great ministry, even I have times where I just want to give up. You know, I had to find a place where I go right back and I run into the arms of Jesus, and I begin to realize for myself He is enough, and that's all I need. And even if everything else crumbles around me or things don't go the way I want it to go, and I just know that in His presence I'm safe, in His presence I find my strength, and His promises, they sustain me, they keep my soul. So I want to say a prayer for you. Father God, for those who are listening right now, maybe don't believe in the power of prayer, maybe don't understand that prayer can change so many things, so many situations, and even give us peace as we acknowledge who you are in these situations. Because you are who you say you are, and you're faithful and you're true, and you're a good God and a good Father and a dad of detail and concern. Lord, I pray you touch those hearts who are broken. Forgive us, Lord, when we misrepresent who you are to others, whether it's to family, to friends, or to strangers. We repent, Father God, and we ask that the blood of Christ cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And I pray right now you begin to just fix what is broken and fill what is empty and restore what needs to be restored. You are enough. You are more than enough. Holy Spirit, have your way in the name of Jesus.